mushroom clouds.
Blog Talk Radio.
I need some mushrooms.
Oh my goodness. It is the projection show for 2018 for Comic-Con stars. Dr. John here with my bros. And I'll tell you what, these are my bros. They're the best people that I've ever known. Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, man. Happier than a slapjack and a pole hooking contest. How you doing?
Okay, whatever that means. Sounds pretty good. Okay, that's great.
You're from the South. You don't know what that means? John, come on.
I'm from the mountains of South North Carolina. I don't know what that stuff means. I know what sausage and gravy means. I don't know what that means. Oh.
That's Beverly Hillbillies talk, man.
Oh, okay. Now, what was it again?
I just seen it on reruns.
I was going to say, there was two strikes on that one. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Oh, my Lord.
That was great. Jethro, man.
Oh,
what did
okay.
Jethro say?
Well, she was a little bit too tipsy on the moonshine when she was telling him that, so that may be another factor.
Well, I remember his gazentas, you know?
She was brewing moonshine in the kitchen, remember?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. All right. Well, Papa Stro,
Hillbilly, that is.
You better believe it. We're excited to have you here. Thank you so much for being here. It's truly always an honor. And then the man that we can't fire, even though we want to, we can never fire him, Dave Atwell. How are you doing?
What is going on, man? I tell you what, it's kind of funny. Just a mere week ago, I was, walking in shin-deep snow trying to sled dog my way to the house, fighting woolly mammoths and everything else. And now here I am. A mere 7 days later, standing out on my deck, looking at the stars, burning a cigar, enjoying a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and it's like, yes, this is the Carolinas, the only place on the planet for, you know, where you can have the windows open and still have snow piled up in your backyard.
Hey, Dave, did you see me out the snow dune with the lightsaber waving at you? I was waving.
Yeah. I tell you what, that snow, it's kind of funny, you know, when you're a kid, snow's fantastic. Then the older you get, you know, the snow comes down, you take a couple pictures of the house, you watch the dog run around in it, and then you're like, good, melt. You don't want nothing to do with snow when you get old. It's just a pain in the neck. So, yeah, back to standard operating procedure, out here on the deck, burning a cigar, having a beer, chewing the fat with you guys. Life is bueno.
Really is pretty
queso
good.
Queso to me,
it?
Too. Queso to me. Double it.
See. And I apologize for my absence last week. A little tough to drive on ice and talk on the phone at the same time, so I had to kind of prioritize. So my apologies for that.
Well, Dave, we're always glad to have you back. You know we are. You're an integral part of this group, and Papa Stro, we're so glad to have you here. Greg Goh has got a hall pass for tonight. He's working on the Navy Girl. I will announce that GregBohArt.com is now up and available. Greg Goh's got his new website where you can buy Greg Goh Art. So go check it out,
well,
GregBohArt.com. We're glad he's got that going. And
that's great.
Now tonight, we have a special episode of Comic-Con Stars, because everybody from the Weekly World News to the National Enquirer, they all do predictions for 2018. Well, we're going to do our predictions, and I would actually bet everybody a $20 bill that our predictions will be better than the National Enquirer or all those tabloids, okay? So what
I think Every week on Comic-Con Stars, it's like being on Mos Eisley with the bar, hanging out with all the freaks and phenomena and the kooks that go bump in the night. It's great. I love it.
The hive of scum and villainy.
Uh-huh.
We should be caught.
Yeah. Indeed.
My goodness.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't like you.
Well,
I don't like you either. Is it my hair? No, it's not your hair. I just don't like it.
Yeah, let's all go watch some One Tree Hill reruns, okay? Everybody's supposed to laugh at that. That's
I don't like you
joke.
Bouncing the basketball.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, we're here, and we're going to have a great time. What I did, so that everyone knows, is I sent out 7 topics, and each of us are going to make a prediction in each category. And then what's going to happen, the second episode next year, just like we are tonight, we're all going to get together, and we're going to see how our predictions, I'll bet you, we're all probably going to be very close. We can probably all predict the future, right?
Get ready to get down that curtain, Monty.
Hmm?
Monty, better be ready to get up. Bail that curtain.
Dave, right. Door number one. Curtain number one, curtain number two, curtain number three. That's right. Dave, are we going to predict the future tonight?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Wind it up. Let's get the magic eight ball out.
Right.
Take a look at the bottom of it.
Hmm. Okay. All right, here
you
we go.
You sank my battleship.
Oh, Papa Stro, you're on target tonight, I'll tell you that.
I was going to say, good grief, I was just joking about the mushrooms earlier. What's going on here, man?
Oh, mercy.
I think I'm drunk off NyQuil, but go ahead.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
Well, now don't go to sleep on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so now here is topic number one, President Donald Trump. Dave Atwell gets to go first. What is your prediction about President Donald Trump between now and January 2019? What is your prediction?
Wow. You know, my guess is going to be more of the same. The problem in Washington, without turning this wonderful show sour with political talk, until those guys in Washington just climb off it and start doing what's best for the country and not for themselves, I don't think anything's going to change much. So the good, I think we're going to see the economy continue to grow. For everybody who carries on about Trump, I don't hear none of them carrying on about how their portfolio is doing in the stock market, because the Dow has shot up, you know, what, 7,000 points since he's come to, you know, become the president?
Something like
that.
That
being said, yeah. So I see the economy coming around. I see the economy carrying its current pace and keep in the positive motion that it's doing. I also see a lot of good things happening for just the regular blue-collar folks, where they're going to be more personal responsibility, and folks who are doing the right thing, things will start falling in their direction instead of the folks that have made a living out of being leech. On the bad side of things, I see him doing another year's worth of thin skin banter on social media like a 12-year-old instead of acting like a president. I really don't see any foreign conflict coming, to be honest with you. There's just way too much saber rattling in the world right now. And, you know, if you really look at it, historically speaking, we're at our most peaceful time. The world's never been this, you know, I don't want to use the word peaceful because it's never actually peaceful, but, you know, we're not fighting on every continent like we usually do here, being human beings. So, I predict some more saber rattling, which is just as aggravating to me when it comes down to conflict. You either go over there and kick somebody's tail and you come back, or you just shut your mouth, you know. So there's mine. There's mine. And
okay. So that
by
is
the
your
way,
president. Yes, sir.
We're talking about Trump. You got to say you're fired. Carry on. Sorry.
You're fired. Okay. All right, Dave. Dave Atwell, thank you very much for your prediction on President Donald Trump and the United States of America. Now, Papa Stro, what do you think is going to happen this year?
We, the God-fearing people of Rock Ridge, no, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Well, I predict the economy will, just like Dave said, will continue to boost. I predict the attendance of mental institutions around the country will increase.
Yeah.
There. President Donald Trump will still be tweeting. I predict our country will still be fine. And I predict instead of collusion and Russians and sex scandals, they'll be talking about how President Donald Trump means cahoots with aliens and intergalactic travel.
Yeah.
By the time
or how he uses cheat codes when he plays Mario or something devastating like that.
Okay.
Or he was actually behind the They Live movie with Roddy Piper. It was all in cahoots. It was all about, and really, Donald Trump is just a intergalactic being from the galaxy Zoltan, 700 light years from here. So, yeah, there you go.
Did you say Zoltan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Zoltan is actually down here in Myrtle Beach. Zoltan is at the Gay Dolphin. And if you put a quarter in, Zoltan will give you your fortune.
Why am I not surprised?
You better be careful.
The Gay Dolphin. Why am I not surprised?
I mean, where do you think I live? Come on, man. It's great. All right. Thank you, kind sir. Here's my prediction on President Donald Trump.
I knew it.
That last thing before you, I'm sorry. What was the last thing you said before you started laughing? Because I think it may be important.
I knew it. I knew there was a connection with Zoltan.
The Gay Dolphin.
Carolina caricatures and everything. All right. I believe that President Donald Trump will get well above a 50% approval rate this year. I think President Trump will lead the Republicans into maintaining a majority in both the House and the Senate. And I think people are going to understand that this man really cares about his campaign promises. And that's what I see. He doesn't make people happy.
Nice one.
But he delivers what he said he would do.
No, well done. Well said.
And he will still have his hair on his head.
Yeah.
And have.
Well,
we just had a serious moment here on this show. We had like a very like in-depth, like profound moment just then. Thanks, Dr. John. I mean, wow. No fart jokes and no talk about mushrooms. And damn.
It was intense.
Okay.
That was intense.
I know.
No, and I want you to know where I got my information. There was a time traveler who came on YouTube about and told us what was going on.
I knew it was going to leave the track somewhere, man.
And I believe him. I do.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Did Mr. Scotty beam him up for you?
Pretty much. I mean, okay. All right. Papa Stro, I'm so glad I made you happy. But really and truly, I believe the time traveler. I think he's right.
I'm trying the best I can. We're low and we're powder. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. We don't beam up. Beam over is what we do. Yeah.
For everybody.
Too many whales in here, Captain.
So now you know where I got my prognostication. There we go. But anyway,
prognostication. Oh, my. I was going to say something else. Like, oh, hello.
That's the blood doctor.
Dave, you were so led in to say, that is a very succinct, wonderful thing, Dr. John. And then I told you where I got it. Oh no!
Like that top secret movie, The Anal Intruder.
Yeah. It was that damn Sasquatch. Yeah.
Well, I don't talk about Sasquatch like that now, buddy. Come on.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
All right, so now.
Okay, Making America Great Again. Awesome. Thank you.
Hey. Just a quick thought.
Too funny.
You know how Trump wears the Make America Great hat? You think George Washington wore a hat that said just Make America. It was like they were working on Making America back then.
He just had a hat on.
Or he could have a shirt that says, chop down more cherry trees. Eat more cherries.
Please don't tell us that. So, what's the next time?
This is about too funny. All right. All right. Well, I think we have, you know what the deal about a dead horse is? Once you beat him to death, you beat him to death. So, anyway.
Well, he's dead, basically, John.
Our next topic is.
Wow.
Potestro, you're always funny. Our next topic is the future.
Oh, my
God. Predict what's going to happen in the future. And you're laughing so much, Papa Stro. What is your prediction for the future?
Oh, my gosh. The world's going to be controlled by lizards and damn dirty apes. No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
Well, the future. The future, you know what? No matter what happens in the future, I can predict we'll still be complaining. Even if we start riding in hovered vehicles, I predict that there'll be what's the word for it? Breakthroughs in medical technology and cures for different diseases and so forth, which honestly, we've debated about this in the past on the show, that secretly we think there's already cures out there that hasn't been discussed for certain things. I predict that there will be more awareness, if you will, about certain things to go on in the world that we've been open our eyes to the past few years, about the good and the bad, what's going on, like, you know, with propaganda and all that sort of thing, and what's really going on, if you will, behind the scenes. And I predict that if we're not careful, that certain things may become too much of a Big Brother situation, if you will. If you know what I mean, certain things
exactly.
Not only with,
exactly
we do. With the things that we consume, the things we watch. The things we use for communication and all that. And I think with that awareness, going back to what I was saying about awareness, I think that we as a people will find ways to kind of conserve and to be prepared just in case of certain inevitable disasters that may occur, so forth. And more or less, I think people... Some people, not everybody, because there's some people out there that will just go along with the grain and go whatever the TV tells them to do, like a good sheep. But
yeah,
I think some people, yeah, exactly. But I predict that there's some people that are smart and awake and aware will better prepare themselves and be more aware and you know, look out for one another, because I really think if we're going to make a world a better place in the future, I think people need to look out more for one another, not listen to everything that's being told to them on the telly or radio or internet, what have you, and just think for themselves and be there for one another. It would make the world a much better place.
Wonderful, thank you. I mean, that that makes a lot of sense. It really does. It's a message of let's be responsible and let's try to make this thing work. Would you say that that's a good way to kind of summarize what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, common sense, basically.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Comic-Con Stars likes that. Now, Dave Atwell, what is your prediction of the future?
Well, and kind of pick up where Stroh left off, I've been saying forever that eventually we will become aware and intelligent enough to realize that it's not a religious fight we have, or a racial fight we have, or a sexual orientation fight, or a gender fight we have. What we're actually doing is we're fighting good versus evil, the people who do versus the people that don't. And I think the political correctness thing will continue to lose the battle in 2018. More people more people that are good people, genuinely good people, will standing their ground or continue to stay on their ground and say they're just words, actions speak more. So you can continue to call me all these names, but in the end, we're doing the right thing. So say what you want to say. So I do see that being a positive, how people will start making more intelligent decisions towards the good of not just themselves, but everyone around them. And, of course, go back to the cliche, do the right thing phrase. Also predict much success. I still see a lot of good things ahead, not only personally, but, for the country. I think despite all the hate and discontent that the media likes to think there is out there, if you really stop and speak to each other, you find out that it's really not that bad. Folks do genuinely want to pull together and have a better day. So, again, I feel like we will be making more intelligent decisions in 2018. The worms will continue to be the worms, but we'll be quicker to identify them as worms and more or less corralling the worms, if you will. We will start making a distance between people who don't make us better.
And hopefully the worms will turn to spice worms like Dune.
Yeah, absolutely. or gummy worms, absolutely, with any luck at all. So
gummy worms. Yeah.
On the good or on the sad side of things, I still see a copious amount of corporate misconduct, and despite the success that the economy has seen, we'll continue to see more corporate, where they're taken from the middle class to make things better for the top 12. Instead of sharing the wealth, they will continue to hedge it. And I don't begrudge anybody for making a salary. If you're going to work, then if you're going to mow 20 yards, then you deserve to pay for 20 yards. But if you're going to mow 20 yards with two other guys and you keep all the money, it doesn't work. So I see, unfortunately, more of that happening. In the immediate future, there is still the possibility of a Jacksonville Jaguars Minnesota Vikings Super Bowl. So that's very depressing to think about. And lastly, this is one that I think we will review in 2018 and will definitely be true, is that DC will continue to put out turd movies that make absolutely no sense and actually is a dagger in the heart of any comic book fan out there. Whereas Marvel will continue their reign as the ones who are nailing it. So there you have it, the good, bad, and the very ugly. Thanks, DC.
So they will continue their dominance, Marvel.
Marvel will, absolutely.
Exactly.
And
DC will
continue to suck, for lack of a better term.
Okay, well,
and for God's sake, leave Stan Lee alone. He's an old man. If he wants to flirt, let him flirt, for crying out loud. Jeez,
let him go.
Like 97 years old.
And we don't want to have any stories about Stan Lee doing anything bad. We don't. We love Stan Lee.
No, Stan's an icon.
If they go crazy for Stan Lee, imagine what you do to Ric Flair. Good Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Rick.
The nature boy, Ric Flair. I mean, what can we say, Bob Stroh? Yeah. He's probably the only person as iconic as you are. So thanks for bringing him up. He was really good. All right.
He's flirted with a lot more nurses than Stan Lee. So.
Oh, I would bet that, and we have had no complaint. They had no complaints. Apparently, they liked Ric Flair. Anyway.
Space Mountain.
All right.
Yeah. Stan Lee can give us a free Spider-Man comic book or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I want to tell everyone one of the most amazing statements you've ever heard. The future is where you and I will live the rest of our lives.
It makes sense.
And the crowd
no where you are. Yeah, no matter where right. you are, you're always there, right?
All right, now I want you to know, because you're now going to understand my message tonight. That was stated by the amazing Criswell at the opening of Plan 9 from Outer Space, directed by alumni of Comic-Con stars Ed Wood. And he said, the future is where we will live the rest of our lives. Go Criswell. Thank you, Chris. You know, and I mean, and if we're talking about Donald Trump and the message from the time traveler, we're going to talk about Criswell. And what Criswell said is that basically nothing's going to change. We're going to still be just a bunch of schmoes. It's just going to be a mess, and it doesn't matter. And you know what? That might very well be the case. Technology is going to advance, but people are not going to change. So the future is where you and I and all three of us and Greg Bogue will live the rest of our lives. So there you go. No changes, just advances in technology, and we will all live in the next day.
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh, gosh. Now, you shouldn't have been applauding that, but it may be the truth. So anyway, all right, now. One of our favorite topics is UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We're going to start with the one and only, the Mindstorm Wrestling.
UFO. It's a U and FO. I'm like, well, when did I FO? I don't know. I didn't FO.
Okay,
yet.
Papa Stroh. What is your prediction in terms of UFOs for this year?
UFOs. UFOs don't bother me. It's people that bothers me. they're the real fear of the world.
Thank you for your statement there.
Yeah, the people are the real fear of the world. I mean, goodness. I mean, yeah, I'm hoping UFOs, more UFOs show up, so maybe I can hop a ride.
Maybe they could set us all straight. Yeah.
Teach
us how to build a motor that runs off of the air. Yeah.
Yeah, pyramid or something.
Okay.
Find a way to get cancer meds down to a certain degree of affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they could teach us how we could buy cold medicine without having to use an ID. Yeah, hell, I'm all about these aliens showing up. Let's do it.
Yeah. Give me a sonic screwdriver. Give me a robotic dog. I can call K-9. That'd be great.
It'd be our luck, though. We'd get an alien craft land. And they walk off, and it's like Bert and Ernie or something like that. And we'll be heading in the other direction.
I really think that these UFOs, they go check on us, and they shake their ghosts like, my God, what the hell are they doing? And they, like, go back home for a little while.
Yeah. No need to invent this. Yeah. No need to invade this world. There's no intelligent life down there, you know?
Yeah.
That may
call
be the case.
In 10 years. Call us back in 10 years.
We have nothing to gain.
Exactly. So Papa Stroh, can you summarize your prediction?
As far as UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think we'll be like running around like the Jetsons yet or anything. If that's what you're asking, but I'm sure we'll see more sightings because there's more and more coming out of them every year it goes by. And the way things are messed up in this world, nowadays you see UFO sighting is like, oh, great. Can't wait for tomorrow. So, I think UFO sighting will be of the norm, more the norm this year and the years to come. And finally, we'll be integrating with them just like one of those alien movies with James Caan. You know what I'm talking about, where they're like integrating with everybody and like going to work like we do. And hey, what's up? Hey, boss.
They dropped the spacecraft down for 43 seconds. Is that what it was? Starts with an R. What is it?
Yeah. James Caan's in it, the actor.
Yes.
He's one of the aliens.
R. Okay.
But I think we'll be seeing more this year, and who knows? Maybe they'll give us some tips on how to do a few things right.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Good plan, good prediction. Dave Atwell, what is your prediction with UFOs?
Well, I will continue to have an irrational fear of the aliens from Uranus. Kind of get that joke here every time I get a chance. You know, these booms that have been going on, have you guys heard about these, like, these blasts that are, I don't want to use the term blast, they're almost like a boom, I guess, where they're hearing them in all these different cities in the world and everything. I think those will increase, and they will become more to the forefront where people are talking about them more.
Boom.
Otherwise, I see the whole UFO thing being, like Stro was saying, pretty much the same old banter. And unless you go to the waffle shop, of course, and then you will encounter some UFOs there, which stands for Unidentified Fried Object. So
okay, now.
And I predict that in the future, because we've got to go to the waffle shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Waffle House.
Waffle house. Not the waffle boutique and not the waffle joint, but the waffle house.
Hey else.
Exactly.
Put some soul in it. Waffle house.
So, Dr. John.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your UFOs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting sick and tired of being followed from Georgetown to Pawleys Island by UFOs. And I'll never forget walking outside, pointing up at that UFO, and I said, I'm going in to cook supper, so you just need to leave. That being said, I think more UFO sightings, I think it's going to become commonplace. Then all of a sudden,
they can be annoying.
Really can be. And I'm telling you, they can be. And not to be weird or whatever, but then again, we're weird and whatever here. But honestly, the UFOs, there are so many UFOs that we see on the news. It's just crazy. So I would say more UFO sightings, more interesting things, and we'll see where it goes. I think probably there'll be a shakeup in the government. And I think we'll probably see a little bit more information out from Project Blue Book and all that. I think it's about time that they can.
We could be like Betty Davis from Mars Attacks. They went to Congress.
Well,
that'd be about right.
I think they can hardly deny that something's out there, and so I think more disclosure will happen, and it will be done in such a way that nobody really cares, and we'll just move on forward. And I think that's kind of where we are. All right. Well, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to a topic that is near and dear to the three of us. It is the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic Con, which we love. And I'm going to start with Dave Atwell. What is your prediction? Because we're coming back June 2nd at the Comic.
Yeah, man.
So what is your prediction for the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic Con? Because that is produced by Dr. John, Dave Atwell, and Papa Stray, the Maestro of Wrestling. What is your prediction?
Absolutely. I predict nothing but positive. I predict a huge, huge show. I predict a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, hey, everything right now, I mean, between the venue, the energy, the excitement, the fantastic people who join us, you know, for the show and everything. And, you know, I've mentioned before how the shows are almost like family reunions. You know, most families come together once every 10 years and, you know, talk behind one another's back. Well, we get together 6-7 times a year and talk about each other's success. And that's what makes these shows so special, is the fact that every time you see everybody, they're doing that much better. And, you know, if you stop and look at the collection of friends that we've accumulated over the last year just here at Comic-Con Stars, and remember what they were saying where they were at the end of the year, 2017, were very progressive days for them. So I can't wait for June to come around and be enjoying the shared success of all the people around us, our friends and everything. And man, I just think we're gonna pull the lid off. And for no other reason, we're going to be in the right venue. I keep cleaning on that. And and we are just going to, you know, we've got a date. We've got 5 months, 5.5 months worth of talking and John and carrying on. And we will continue to go in there and, you know, show up the second in Charles and, you know, over there at Bombs Away, or not Bombs Away, but over there with Nate Dogg at a tattoo shop and everything, and Hardwire. And we'll be, all those little things we keep doing are going to keep happening. And come June 2nd, it is going to be legit. We're going to be on it. So that would be the big thing. And if I got to tell anybody out there listening, go ahead and start marking your days off on the calendar, because this one's going to be a lot of fun.
Exactly. And all I got to say is thank you for saying that, because we are now officially the first Saturday in June and the first Saturday in November. Doesn't matter who else is having a Comic-Con anywhere else in the world. That's what we're going to do in Jacksonville. The people in Jacksonville are wonderful, and they deserve the best product that the Comic-Con Stars can produce. Papa Stroh, what's your prediction for the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con?
This year is going to be bigger and better than ever. The new venue is awesome. Be a lot more room, a lot more activities for young and old. I'm really excited about this year.
Smuggle McDonald's.
Yeah, we don't have to smuggle McDonald's.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't have to like worry about breathing in the aisles. And
or blinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like
or blood flow. Yeah.
Or having people yell in your ears every time you come back and forth in a building.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's gonna be a great time, and I can't wait for everybody to come and be a part of it. It's and I really hope that it's this year will really start bringing more positive things to the community, to the area, and having more these Jacksonville Comic Cons, because I think this year is really going to make it a huge step in the right direction for everybody.
That's a wonderful thing to hear you say, Papa Stroh, because, I mean, all three of us love the Jacksonville community. I'm kind of adopted up there. I've spent Thanksgiving there. I've spent Christmas there. Thank you, Todd Sexton and his family. What great people. I have just got a wonderful affinity to Jacksonville, North Carolina. And it's kind of like, it is truly like my adopted home. And so what Dr. John says is the Jacksonville Comic-Con, it is something that we love to do. We're not putting it on for any other reason other than we really love that community, and we're going to make things great. And I've got to have a shout-out for the one and only Daryl Rackley. We're working on some really cool kids events. And Papa Stroh, you know Daryl Rackley so very well. Isn't he just a wonderful person?
He's a great man. His family's great. Nah, he was such a pleasure to work with on the Rack Pack, which will be coming out soon. Great film as well, and the story about his childhood, about the Rack Pack, and just being around the guy. I mean, it's such full of positivity, and I really think he can do wonders for Jacksonville Comic Con and for our youth. For sure, and it's a pleasure and a blessing to have a man like Daryl Rackley around. For sure,
he really
the
is.
The last show was the first one that he had done, and he was whooping them up. You thought he'd done 100 cons the way he was acting. So I mean,
right?
He had his whole family down there and everything, and I mean, they were right in it. And again, that's what these cons are all about. You know, you go to ball games and you wear the wrong jersey, somebody shoves you around or dumps beer on your head or whatever, and you got to deal with the language and the drunks and everything else. But then you go to these cons and you can just be you. You know what I mean? And that was the great thing. You know, Mr. Rackley brought his whole crowd down, and you could tell the entire family was having a blast. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing them again.
They were great. And now, Papa Stroh, I have an announcement to make. This was just texted to me by Ronald Rossman, the master cosplayer. Are you ready for this announcement? It's a good one. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do it.
All right. As we know, January the 25th is the second annual Papa Stroh Maestro's birthday party on Comic-Con Stars, the highest rated show we've ever had. Well, Papa Stroh, I'm getting ready to announce that our first star, I'll have more stars to announce next week, our first star is Jack Guzman, the Black Power Ranger, is going to be on your birthday party. Is that cool?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really, really cool. Man.
You got it. Well,
it'd be good.
There's
good to talk
one,
to him again.
There's only one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you what.
Yeah, Jack.
There's only one person. There's only one person that deserves the best birthday party online in the world, and that's Papa Stroh. And one of my goals.
That's great.
Well,
that's great.
I tell you what, we've got more to come, buddy. You just watch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. But yes, the first star we are announcing tonight is Jack Guzman. Black Power Ranger from the Power Ranger Adventures, and it's going to be wonderful. So, again, everybody needs to tune in January the 25th, 9 p.m. special, two hours. Papa Stroh, can you talk for 2 hours?
Do our best. We'll do our best, right?
All right. Dave Atwell, can you talk for 2 hours?
Wasn't too long ago we got cut off at 2 hours, so, yeah, we can do it.
I'm afraid to ask you. I'm afraid to ask you if you can talk 3 hours. You can probably talk for a year. No, we're going to have a great time. I've got a couple of other great guests. I've got two other guest stars that I'm asking, and we're going to have a wonderful time. Of course, last year we had the great Ivan Koloff. And, I mean, what a wonderful man. And Papa Stroh, thank you. Papa Stroh, can I share the story of how you introduced me to Ivan? May I please do that?
Sure. Go ahead.
It was about the funniest thing in the world. I got a phone call from Ray down at Ray Toys and Hobbies down in Sumter, and he said, John, I know that you deal with wrestlers, and I need a wrestler. We're having a downtown event. And I said, okay, well, let me call Papa Stroh. Papa Stroh is, of course, my go-to guy. So I called Papa Stroh. He said, I can't do it. I'm doing such and such an event. I said, well, Papa Stroh, could you do me a favor? Could you think you could find me somebody who would be okay? I mean, it doesn't have to be the quality of Papa Stroh. It does not have to be the maestro of wrestling, but just somebody that people could connect with. And you said, sure. And so I'm standing around here in my kitchen and just chilling out, probably washing dishes, which is what I normally do. And I got this text message, and it said Ivan Koloff, and it had a phone number. And I remember I called you up and I said, please don't joke around with me. Don't joke around with me. And you said, no, that's Ivan Koloff's number. He'd be glad to come. I didn't know what to say, but I think I hung directly up from you, called him, talked to him for 2.5 hours, found one of the nicest men on the planet, Reverend Ivan Koloff. He's done so many great things for people. And Papa Stroh, I cannot thank you enough for the introduction to one of the nicest people on the planet, one of your mentors, one of the best wrestlers ever. You know, the guy that did the first casket match with Dusty Rhodes. Papa Stroh, thank you for everything you did to introduce me to Ivan Koloff.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having him on. What a night that was. That was I can't thank you guys enough. That was tremendous.
It was great, and really we appreciate it. And so again, thank you. And we're just thrilled that we were able to talk to Ivan. We have two interviews.
I think even Buff Bagwell called that night, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I remember
actually, he did. I mean, we'll have to get Buff Bagwell. We'll get him back on. Hey. Yeah, no,
that was
again,
really cool.
Again, thank you very much. It was wonderful, and yeah, it's a story that brings a tear to my eye. But Ivan Koloff, truly one of the greatest wrestlers in history. So thanks for having him on Comic-Con Stars. We appreciate it very much. And his last appearance on Comic-Con Stars was on your birthday party. So we're trying to engineer some great, great stars to celebrate the birthday of one of the greatest wrestlers in history, Papa Stroh, the Maestro of Wrestling. So now, we're going to go to a very happy and fun topic. And I'm going to ask for Dave Atwell to weigh in first. Cassie Page, the wonderful, wonderful country music artist. Tell us about Cassie.
Man, I tell you what, I couldn't be any happier. I remember when I shot her the message about the Jacksonville show, and she says, well, what do I do? And I says, bring whatever you got. Anything you can sign, anything you can give away, anything you can do. She got in, and I says, I got one job for you. I says, go around and shake every hand in this building. Don't worry about anything else. Just go around and shake every hand in this building. And I'm daggone she didn't. And, of course, she was sitting between, just as fate would have it, and the Marriott was pulling their, did I just drop their name? My bad. Their shenanigans with the tables and everything. We had to do musical tables at the last second, if you remember. Of course, how could you forget? And sometimes through a bad thing, good things happen. So where did she end up sitting? Right between Will Williams and Brian Williams and Vaughn Wilson. You couldn't ask three better guys to be sitting around. And before you know it, 30 seconds later, she's sitting down. She's shaking hands with everybody. And within an hour, she was one of the crowd. And I got to tell you, she has a genuine love for the game. She has a genuine love for her music. She puts out excellent music. And, man, I got to tell you, I think we're going to see a lot more. And
I agree.
I'm tickled to death to have her on the crowd. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, thanks for that great introduction to everybody for Cassie Page. Papa Stroh, I know you got to meet this wonderful young lady, didn't you?
I sure did, actually. Well, I've been kind of following her for a little bit of time, and then finally meeting her at Jacksonville Comic Con, which Dave mentioned. And what a sweetheart of a lady she is. Very talented. She's got such a promising career ahead of her. I'm going to be having the honor, actually, the fortune honor of be working with her on the new series of The Dust coming up in February. And in which even we've done the table read so far for the new season. And I can just tell right there that, you know, she's also going to be a very talented actress. lead up to the new series, and very excited that we're working with her, and such a talent, amazing. I mean, she's her name is name to look out for, because she's really going to be making it big. She's really going to be making it big, really, really soon. So keep your eyes out on Casey Page. She's just a wonderful human being.
She really, really is. And thanks for saying that. And by the way, she has informed me that next week, sometime, and I've got to get the dates and everything, but she is up for a major music award. She'll be performing at the House of Blues. And Papa Stro, as part of your birthday.
Oh, wow.
Papa Stro, as part of your birthday, I'm going to get you in there with me, and we're going to interview her and all that stuff. So if it works with your schedule, I'll let you know, like, probably tomorrow exactly what day it is. But I'll see if you can come down. Would that be cool?
That'd be awesome, really. That'd be really cool. I'd be honored to watch you perform.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're gearing up, because January, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, January is Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling's birthday. And we're going to celebrate it all month long here in Comic-Con Stars. Dave, you and I don't have a real birthday. We just get older. Papa Stro just gets cooler every year is what he does. Right, Dave?
Yeah, we just get older is what happens to us. Nothing really big comes of it. You know what I mean? It's just another gray hair. It's another nose hair. It's another prescription drug we have to take. So, speaking on Casey, she's got her second album coming out. And in the event you haven't gone and scored No Sugar yet, go get it. I tell you what, I keep it in the truck, and it is such a refreshing bit of music versus the garbage that they're putting out now. It's good traditional country with a good traditional sound. Not every song is about, you know, carrying on and everything. It's just good, and just good music. So, man, I tell you, and we've talked about shared success on this show so much, and how good it feels is when you see, you know, Mike getting the news about being on the Sherlock Holmes case and that kind of jazz, writing for that and all that jazz. I mean, when we see people succeed, man, it's just, it feels so good. And, you know, the amount of attention she was able to generate last year, she's just getting started. So if you get a chance, get on Amazon, go find her, look her up, because I'm telling you, good music out there.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Jones' prediction for Cassie Pate, she's going to win two of the three awards she's nominated for. And we'll see. We'll get that information up on Comic-Con Stars. We'll try to have her right after that. Papa Stro, I'll let you know about the event, and as soon as I get the dates from her. And I hope we can be down there and have a great time and promote this wonderful young lady that we know. We like her so much. She's a good person. And I think she's going to be a huge star, so we're very lucky. So now comes to the most sobering and important question of the night. And I'm going to start with Papa Stro. What is your prediction for wrestling in 2018?
Oh, well. Well, as far as wrestling goes, I mean, it's made a lot of strides the past few years. I mean, we have an actual wrestling network, 24/7 network that WWE provides. It provides amazing content, past, present, and future, and still adding more content. They just recently added content to Old Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, which you can view on the network as well, and which is really cool. A lot of us Mid-Atlantic wrestling fans that we watched back in the day see Johnny Weaver, Young Bloods, and, young Ric Flair competing, and Greg Dammer, Valentine, Roddy Piper, and all that. So it's really cool to see from the old school Mid-Atlantic wrestling archives. I'm sure about a network. Then got a lot of my old stuff too from Smoky Mountain Wrestling, and I think they're getting ready to add it soon to Memphis Library, where you see a lot of my Gorgeous George the Third material as well. But with wrestling in general, it's going great. I mean, WWE's a juggernaut wrestling company, international wrestling company, doing really well, doing a lot of great things for Make-A-Wish. to a lot of different charities as well. You got New Japan booming in business. And they just had that great Wrestle Kingdom 12 event in Tokyo, Japan, Egg Dome, after New Year's, which was tremendous. Headlined by Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega, which they had arguably one of the best matches of the modern era, basically. And then you have, wrestling in Mexico and it was AAA and different places around the country, Ring of Honor. I think wrestling is going to be slowly be seeing more new companies, just turn up. I see, more productivity. Wrestling basically is on the uprise, I think, now, because, wrestling is like any other business. It goes in cycles, peaks and valley stages. But I think the next 3 years, you'll be seeing more on the uprise of wrestling and seeing new stars emerge. And it's a very exciting time because, we're starting to see new talent arise to the occasion and do well. So, I'm happy for my wrestling family, my brothers and sisters in the wrestling family, and looking forward to being part of it and see what I can contribute for the few years to come. And whether it be in the ring, outside the ring, in whatever capacity, I can help with the business. So.
Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you this. I believe I'm going to go ahead and make my prediction second, and then Dave, you can make yours last. My prediction is that for at least 6 more months, you will be the Triple Crown winner, the first that we've ever found, 3-time world heavyweight champion in 3 different promotions. We're so proud to have you on here. And I've got to say this. If you want to talk about a match, the match that you had with Tim Zbyszko in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Tommy Rich Promotions, was one incredible match. And we've got a really cool picture of you up on Comic-Con Stars. And I want to thank you I really want to thank you in front of everybody here for being such a wonderful friend to everything that we do, for your tremendous accomplishments over the years. I mean, because there is nobody in the world like Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. So would you please keep it up, and please stay with us as long as you can, and please enjoy doing what you do, because I'll tell you what, you do great things in the ring, sir.
Thank you so much. It's really an honor to still be basically one piece and to do what I can do to help with the wrestling world and community. And give a shout out to some of the people I've helped out. Scott Dawson of the Revival, WWE, Monday Night Raw. Phenomenal team. Probably arguably one of the best modern teams going right now at the Revival, doing great things. Bobby Roode on SmackDown, the glorious one, Bobby Roode. Rapidly becoming a huge star in the SmackDown Live brand. Eric Shea, who's a great cruiserweight out of Maryland, doing really well. Props to him. Mike Mika and Tracy Taylor, a true wrestling couple in itself, both tremendous wrestlers and have the heart for the business. Those are some of the names that I've helped over the years, and wish them all the best and more great things to come as well. So, to my wrestling family, keep on living the dream, and thank you for keeping our sport and art alive.
That was a wonderful thing for you to say. And I've got to say this, that at Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant's 3rd annual birthday party at the Cape Fear Comic Con, the promo that you and Jimmy did with Brett the Crippler Watson, what a fine young man, Greg Bo Watson's son, and he's absolutely part of our family. All I've got to say is thank you for one of the most entertaining, probably 60 seconds in all of the wrestling promos I have ever seen. So, again, thank you for both of you, and I can tell you that I have been talking with Nightmare, and we're looking to get Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant on here within, sometime in February. With Papa Stro, would that be okay with you?
I'd be honored.
Well, thank you. Dave, would you like to be on with Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant?
Oh, yeah, it'd be fantastic to speak to him again. Man, I tell you, it's, you know, you've heard me say what I wouldn't do to get in the time machine and go back to the 10-year-old me and go, hey, man, just keep the trade, you know, keep it on the tracks, because, you know, when you get in your 40s, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and you'll be shaking hands with this guy and talking to him, you know, across the table. And it's been an amazing trip meeting him, and like you're speaking earlier with Ivan Koloff and everything, it's a pleasure. And you find out these guys are just really good old fashioned salt of the earth, good people. And
they're just good people.
It makes you admire
them
even more. Yeah.
Well, I think you're right. So do you have a prediction for 2018?
Well, to be honest with you, I kind of will veer to the other side of what Stroh said, is that you know, I feel Vince, competition keeps you sharp. And I think Vince is kind of, since eliminating the competition between TNA kind of doing its own self-destruction and WCW getting picked up, I feel Vince is kind of not putting out the quality product that he used to. And I think what it's doing, though, is that it's making the wrestling world starve for good showmanship and good wrestling altogether, not just a ladder match every 15 minutes, just a you know, good wrestling match. And what's happening is that there's dads out there like me who flip on Raw and watch it for 15 minutes and go, you know what? Hey, let's cut this off. Let me show you something. And, you know, you reach in the old DVD closet, or, you know, God knows those of us blessed enough to have VHSs still laying around the house. And you pop the tapes in and you show old tapes of, you know, the Wahoos and the Ric Flairs and the Stone Colds and the Rocks and all those guys. And I think you're going to see a lot more resurgence of the history of wrestling. And I think that the names like Jimmy Valiant, the guys, you know, the Strohs, the Tommy Riches, the Jimmy Valiants, all these guys are going to really start becoming regular names again versus being, you know, granted they won't be in the ring. It's tough throwing one or each other around when you're in your 70s, but nevertheless, I think there's going to be a resurgence of the history of wrestling and just more success. I couldn't be any more tickled for, you know, my brother Stroh on the other end there. Again, you know, the guy always talked about doing it. Now he's walking around with three belts on his shoulder. I don't see where he's going to slow down at all in 2018. He's just going to keep riding on.
Are you talking about the Triple Crown winner? I think that's,
yeah, well, he's
going
to screw,
right,
around and have to get him a U-Haul to haul that gold in. So that'll be no pressure at all, right? But, yeah, I just I picture a lot more success for Stroh and his brand and everything that he gets around it, because he has a, you know, we all know him. We work with him. We'd shoot the breeze with him. He's one of the guys. But I'm telling you, if you ever meet this guy out there, when he gets in front of people, he's a whole different dude. And he's got a passion for it. He's got a passion for his fans unlike nothing I've seen. And I just got to feel, you can't help but, and I'll put it to you this way, if any independent promotion out there wants to succeed, they would want to put Stroh into plan, because the guy is most certainly just a fan of the game. So, yeah, amen. Much more success heading his way. Not that I'm talking to you like you ain't there, Stroh, of course. You know, you're still there, my brother.
Love you, brother.
Well, Dave, first of all, thank you, because that was our last question. And I'm going to try to figure out what our predictions are. I'll try to put them up here in a couple of weeks. But I'll tell you what, I love my brothers at Comic-Con Stars. Papa Stroh, the maestro of wrestling, you came on first. Dave Atwell, you came on second. Greg Bo Watson, I talk to you every day. You're not here tonight. You're busy. You got stuff that you got to do. But I tell you what, my brothers at Comic-Con Stars are the best people in the world. And so all I got to say is we've got an enormous, enormous event January the 25th. Papa Stroh, the maestro of wrestling's birthday party. And we've got Jack Guzman, the Black Power Ranger. And we've got two more guests. Papa Stroh, we got two more guests coming. Is that okay?
That's awesome. Wow.
Yep. And we will honor you and everything that you have done. Because without you, you are such an important piece of everything that Comic-Con Stars does. So all I got to say, I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for being here. We made our predictions, and my prediction is that we're going to have a lot more fun next year. Dave, do you agree?
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, it's – and, again, you know, we all live very busy lives.
Yep.
You know, with our jobs and our families and keeping our households up and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, when you finally have those few moments of downtime, and, you know, I was looking at it just the other day that, and it's funny you bring up, and the reason why I thought about it is because you had mentioned, you know, Stroh's birthday and everything. I was on the show prior to that speaking on the book series. And
okay,
you had gotten hold of me and said, hey, I want you to get on there, and it's Stroh's birthday. I want you to get on there and join the fray,
wow.
You know, just call in and
yep.
blah, blah, blah. I says, right on. Little did I know that I'd be on the same party line, not only with a guy that I went to high school with and been good friends with for 30 some odd years, but, you know, I'm on the line with Ivan Koloff and Buff Bagwell. I'm scratching my head and I'm going, how in the hell did I end up here? You know? And it was no more than about 2-3 weeks later, you know, you asked me to be on as a regular thing. And now here we are, a year later. And if you stop and look at the guys that we have had, or I say guys, the people we have had, I mean, for crying out loud, you know, we've had everything from, you know, Aaron Judkins, Darnell Boone, we've had Will Williams, the guys from Vaughn, just the amount of success that we have had together, and you know the amount of progress that's been made. Man, could you imagine what this next year is going to hold? There's no telling what we're going to be interviewing next year, and it's just it's just a good feeling because, you know, the thing is that by and large, all the people that come on the show remain contacts. It isn't, you know how most shows will do this kind of like flash in the pan. Okay, I had this guy this week. I'll move on to that guy that week, and we never talk to him again. You notice how every time we get a guest on here, they like become part of the fold. And that's what makes this show so much more special, and that's what makes this show so much more fantastic than anything else, is the fact that it's just a continued, you know, and it started with one man, you, Dr. John, started with you, and
some schmo
now look
Dr.
at this
well,
this stadium of quality
and what,
friends we've got, you know.
Well, what I can tell you is that Lyle Blackburn has announced the Lizard Man Festival all over the world. Lyle didn't have to do that. He's just our friend from Comic-Con Stars. And Lyle and
right.
I talk every week. And, you know, we've got Comic-Con Stars has got such great friends, and we are so very fortunate. And Papa Stroh, I'm going to ask you to make our last remarks tonight, because in honor of your birthday month, because you get a whole, buddy, you get a whole month. Is that okay?
Oh, great. Oh, wow.
All right, so I want
Goodness.
You to make the last remarks, and then I'll tell everyone good night, okay?
What as far as what would you like for me to?
You can say whatever you would like
party.
Because this is Papa Stroh's birthday month.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to thank you all for all the love and support throughout the years. To all my brothers and sisters and family and friends and fans around the world, I'm open and wishing this is a happy and safe 2018 for everyone and everybody to prosper and be happy and do well. I mentioned it earlier in the show. We all we got. We're here for each other. We need to be there to help one another. And only us together being there for another, helping one another, loving each other, and encouraging one another, we can make this world a better place. And I'm happy and blessed and privileged to be a part of all you guys' lives and well-being, and I hope I can contribute to do my part to help make this world a better place for 2018.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate everything you said yesterday.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. So, from the entire Comic-Con Stars staff, from Dr. John, Papa Stroh Maestro, Dave Atwell, and Greg Bo Watson, we want to thank all of you for being here. And our New Year's Eve begins tomorrow. Our New Year begins tomorrow. And we're going to have a great New Year. And our first major event, of course, is Papa Stroh's birthday party on the 25th of January. And we have Jack Guzman of the Power Rangers. It's going to be wonderful. So I want to invite everyone to be involved. Papa Stroh, Dave, myself, we're going to like share the heck out of this thing on Facebook because we're going to make Papa Stroh's birthday party, as it was last year, the biggest thing that we do. So on behalf of all the Comic-Con stars, if I may be allowed to do that, on behalf of all the Comic-Con stars, thank you for listening to us. And we're going to have a gnarly new, that's an old word, we're going to have a gnarly new year, and it's going to be great. Dave, will we see you next week?
Yes, sir.
Papa Stroh, you back with us?
Absolutely.
All right. I know Greg Bo will be, and I got bad news for all of you. I'll probably be here too, but that's okay. Anyway, thanks a lot to everybody who listened to Comic-Con Stars tonight. We're going to have a great 2018. Thanks to every one of you. Cheers, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and whatever. And the British lady is going to come on and say goodbye.
All right. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year. Be safe. And there's that uncomfortable moment of silence waiting, on the British lady.
That's right, when we're waiting to cut our show off.